Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm your connection in show business. We don't guarantee anything. We open the door of opportunity for you, your child, and you're never too old to be an extra in movies. And that's what we open the door for you. And we have so many connections in TV, film, and we're going to be doing a talent show here, looking for singers and auditioning them live on the air with a record label and so much more. And I am on Clapper right now, live on Dawn Reiss Show and also Instagram and Facebook and also on TAN Talk Radio Network. You can watch the show if you're driving when you get home. And you don't want to miss this show. And I know our VIP guest is on the air. And the other day I was in prayer and I said, you know, God, I got to rearrange the show. And I really want some really amazing guests for my new time between 2 and 3 on Tuesdays. And we have Joy Smith. Are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
Yes, Joyce. So let me introduce Joyce. If you remember the movie Breakthrough, we're going to talk to her about how this all happened and how God is in her life and her book. And Joyce, I'm going to play the trailer right now for our drivers and our listeners. And if they haven't seen the movie yet, they can still purchase this movie and buy this DVD. So Tommy's going to go to that. We'll be right back. 106.1 FM. You don't want to miss this show today.
Rise and shine. Breakfast is ready in 10 minutes. And don't make me come back up there.
This is our town. It's a close-knit community, the kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Hi, Miss Jay.
Hey, how are you girls?
And we're always there for each other.
Nice sermon, Pastor.
What do you guys have on for the rest of the day?
Well, John has a basketball game.
Yeah, I've seen this guy hooping up around here. This kid is so lit.
Text your mom tomorrow and tell her when and where to pick you up.
And, don't do anything stupid.
Love you guys.
Boys, get off the ice!
We're training for the Olympics, sir!
Cindy!
John!
He's been underwater for more than 15 minutes. It's gonna be a recovery, not a rescue.
I got something.
We got him!
We've done everything medically possible. There's nothing more we can do.
Please, God, send your Holy Spirit to save my son.
A 14-year-old St. Charles boy who spent 15 minutes trapped underwater is continuing to fight for his life.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best for John, and you just let God do the rest. You are my pride and joy. I can't wait to see you shoot those baskets and run up and down the court again.
The Smith family asked for one thing. Please pray for John.
In the water that day, I was ready to give up, but then I hear this voice telling me, go back. Either I'm nuts
or God's talking to you.
But I don't believe in God.
I believe, but maybe that only goes so far with something like this.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Did you see the Facebook page? It's gone viral.
Tommy?
I hope he's gonna be okay.
We're not gonna get through this alone. Whatever you have for me, from Brian, from John, I surrender.
And we're back. What an amazing miracle story movie. And Joyce, thank you so much for calling in. You've been on the show before. And this is our new time, 2 to 3 p.m. on Tuesdays. And we like to bring real stories, real people. And so what amazed me, you know, with this whole story, can you go from the beginning, like when this happened and then how it got picked up to a motion picture?
Yes. This happened in January the 19th of 2015. John was 14 at the time. He was in eighth grade. And he had gone to spend the weekend with some friends of his. And they were in school together. And the ice had frozen here in Lake St. Louis, which is a phenomenon because that doesn't happen or it will often. And so they were attracted to the lake that day. And in fact, even the night before had been out on it. And decided to return the next day, but the temperature had changed. It was about 70 degrees outside, and the water started to, the ice had started to get soft, and so the boys got out on it and got too far from the shore, and the water, the ice broke under them. All three went out. One was able to self-rescue. One, John was trying to help get up, and then finally, hypothermia took over, and John went under and drowned. And so, you know, you don't know that as a mother. I didn't know that until I got the telephone call. And it's a telephone call parents never want to get. They've just pulled your son out of the lake, and he doesn't have a heartbeat. You know, it does something to you inside. But I had such an assurance at that time that God was going to take care of things. And as I drove to the hospital, I was crying out to the Lord, you know, please save my son. And, you know, I love how faithful God is. It's not his job to be faithful. It's his DNA to be faithful. It's who he is. And when I got to the hospital, it was just a whole barrage of things that were happening until I finally was able to get back and see my son. And when they were, you know, letting me, they thought they were going to let me say goodbye to him. In fact, the gentleman was there typing out his death certificate.
Wow.
And they were going to call time of death. And so they said I could go up and talk to him, and I could see he was unconscious. But when I walked up to him and I put my hands on his feet and I could see how cold they were, and I just thought, you know, Lord, I've heard my whole life that the Holy Spirit came to raise Christ Jesus from the grave, and I thought, you're either who you say you are or you're not. And I've always known you to be who you say you are. And so I just cried out to the Holy Spirit, and within seconds after I started asking the Lord to bring him back, his heart started beating. In fact, they were just stunned in the emergency room. In fact, you can go on YouTube and look up some things that the doctor will tell you that was in the emergency room, Kent Sutter, how it was so amazing after they had done everything they could possibly do to save John. Then once I prayed, God came in and did the work.
Well, you know, what amazes me as well, when you had told me that people were talking negative in there and you shouted them out and you said, didn't you say something like that? Like, everybody with negativity, get out of the room.
That was in the movie. Yes, it was. But where that really happened was in the room with the doctor, Dr. Jeremy Garrett. He's just an authority on hypothermia and drowning. But when he called my husband and I and my other son into the room to talk to us, he said to me, That we've done everything we can, and we don't think John's going to make it through the night. What? How much do you want us to do to save him? Like, you know, we didn't know there was a little three-year-old boy up on another floor that was waiting for a heart, and they were trying to try typecast, you know, match for John to give John's heart to him. His name was Luke Riker. And I didn't know that at the time, but I was just incensed because I thought when I prayed and his heart started that God had healed him. He just, you know, his body hadn't caught up with it yet. So I jumped up out of my seat and got real close to the doctor, and I said to him, I want you to do your job. That's how much I want you to do. I want you to do your job, and my God will do the rest, and there'll be no more negative talk like this around John. And I guarded that for the next 16 days. And God was honored that.
Well, I'll tell you, if people don't believe in faith and what you are a faith-wise and a praying woman and what you endured with all of this, and John is doing fine now.
Yes, in fact, John is married now and going to college.
Oh my gosh, that is definitely a miracle story. And you know, we had sent this show in last year to the International Christian Film Festival when you were on, and we were nominated for Best Talk Show Host at that time. Now, this year, Joyce, I don't know if you know, and all our listeners, if you go to Tan Talk or Radio Network, you can actually see our laurels up there. We were nominated for Best Talk Show and Best Talk Show Host, so it's coming up May 19th through the 20th, and I'm super blessed and excited. This is 40 years in radio, a long time. Oh, and TV.
Congratulations.
And, so, you know what amazes me, too? So, there was an ad in the paper, right? Or something. There was a reporter. Tell us the next step, how the producer or the director found who you were.
Well, I don't know if you know who Reverend Savory Rodriguez is or not, but he's from California. Mm-hmm. He started talking about this. He had seen it on USA Today. And it was a secular meeting calling it a miracle. And so he started talking about it on his show. And he didn't have the whole full story. So my brother-in-law called me up and says, you need to get a hold of him and tell him the whole story. Well, I didn't know how to do that. So I finally found him on Facebook, sent him a note. And I didn't think I'd ever hear from him. He called me right back and he said, yes, I want to know the whole story. Would you like to be on TBN? And I said, I'll shout this story from the mountaintop.
Right.
And so it took us about a year to get our schedules together. We went out there, and while we were in the green room, there was a very nice gentleman came out and started talking to us. We thought he was a green room host, and he just kept on talking to us. And so finally, he says to us, I don't know if you know who I am or not, but I'm Devon Franklin, and I just did movie Miracles from Heaven, and I think I want this to be my next movie.
Wow.
You could have knocked me off of my chair. I was floored. And so about 3 weeks later, he called me back, wanted to see if they had enough to make a movie. And long story short, in 2 years, they put it out. And even Devon will say to this day, they had never put a movie together so fast. I think they did it in 30 days up in Winnipeg, Canada.
Well, you had some major stars, and there were some awards, too. Tell us about that.
Yes. Chrissy Metz, who is absolutely a sweetheart. She's from This Is Us. She is just as kind and sweet as she can possibly be. She did an amazing job. In fact, we were in one day and we were watching the film clips from that day. And I couldn't see them, but I could hear them. And I kept thinking, I don't remember doing that voiceover. When did I do that voiceover? And then all of a sudden I realized it wasn't me, it was Chrissy. She had a phenomenal job. We had Josh Lucas, who played my husband. Then we also had, isn't that terrible? The gentleman that played Tommy Shine. I'm totally missing him. Coulter, Mike Coulter. Played Tommy Shine, who was the first responder that pulled my son out of the water.
And that was interesting. Didn't they say, I remember in the movie, is that true, where they were going to stop searching for him? And he said,
yes.
And tell us that part, because that's really important, how God was really working at that moment in time.
John was on the very edge of an ice shelf. And this lake where he was about 10 feet deep. But that ice shelf that dropped off to a 50-foot body of muddy bottom. And if they had done anything to disturb that water, it would have knocked him over and into it. And they were getting ready to put a rescue boat. They were going to change it from a live rescue to, you know, they were going to look for a body. And that's when Tommy heard something say to him, take two steps to your left. And he did. And when he did, he put his pipe pole down, which is what they use to try to tear drywall down in fires.
Mm-hmm.
And he put it down, and he hit something. He thought it was a tire, and he thought, no, I'm floating. It can't be my boot or a tire. And he hooked into it, which is a very sharp J hook that is, I mean, very sharp. And he got a hold of my son and pulled him up, and that's when they found him. And I want you to know there was not a mark on his body anywhere from that J hook.
Wow. Wow. That was an important part. I saw that. I was like, wow, that's when God hears your voice, you hear his voice and you listen to it and two steps over and he brought your son back up. And that to me is all God, you know. And you know how many people I've talked to in this land of movies that have tried to produce movies or tried to find somebody to produce their movie with no money or anything. And here you are, when you are on God's planet and word, you know, and standing on his word, it came to you, and you didn't have to pay out of your pocket, correct?
Correct. It just was dumped in our lap. In fact, when Devon called me up, he said, what I want you to do is what we did with Chrissy Beam when we did Miracles from Heaven. He says, I want you to write a book about your experience and about your life, and then we'll write the script off of that. So not only did we get a movie, I also did a book.
That's right. And where can they buy that book and tell everybody what it's called?
It's right now, it used to be called The Impossible, but now it's Breakthrough because they wanted it to match the movie. And you can get it on Amazon.
Phenomenal. And that is such a miracle story. And tell us, what are you doing now? Are you speaking around with churches, or what is your itinerary this next year?
Yes, I'm still speaking. I find it very interesting. Because of COVID, we had to come off the road. And so a year ago, we were in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at a church there outside Pittsburgh. And I'm going back Friday to that exact same place to do a women's conference. So we are still out speaking. In fact, John and Jason are in Texas right now doing the youth retreat. So, you know, if you're wanting someone to come and speak, we're more than willing to come and share God's story, because this is his story and his miracle.
Wow. I know I have a lot of people watching on Facebook and Clapper as well. And if they have a question, I know we have about 10 minutes left, but 727-441-3000. And Joyce Smith is on here as well. And you said you love Indian Rocks Beach.
Oh, I love it. It was my second home for about 10 years.
Oh, how beautiful. That's where the lazy river, I love it. Oh my God, that Splash Harbor Water Park is my backyard, I'll tell you. But we love to have you when you're here in town and you come and visit to be at the station and just spend an hour with me on the air. That would be amazing.
Oh, I love it.
So you had met some amazing people. What was the biggest memory maker in your life from all the people in the red carpet events that you never thought you'd ever meet that you got to meet?
You know, one of the persons that I forgot to tell you that was in the movie, it would be the Allstate man.
Oh, really? Yeah, I met him back. Yes, isn't he amazing?
He is. I mean, people may not know who he is, just his first, but he was an amazing, amazing man, just as kind and sweet and gentle. And I remember one day we were back again looking at clips, and this was up in Winnipeg, and one of Von Franklin's assistants came in and said, Mr. Hayes first would like to know if you'd like to come out and take a picture with him, you and John.
Uh-huh.
I about knocked her over to get out the door.
Oh, wow. How about John, who he had met, that he said, oh my gosh, Mom, do you believe who I met? Did he ever?
Yes. We were on an airplane coming to North Carolina, and we had been sitting in the airport in New York City. And all these tall young men were coming walking out of to an area past TSA. And he says, Mom, do you know who that is? Do you know who that is? And I said, no. He says, Mom, that's the number one, two pick in the NBA right now. And Zion Williamson was one of the people. And so when we got on the airplane, it was really funny. We sat down, and our pastor, Jason, was sitting right next to him, but John was supposed to have that seat, and he traded it to sit with his girlfriend, now his wife.
Oh, wow.
His love of basketball, and there sat Zion Williamson next to the pastor. So he started talking to us, and he asked us why we were on the plane, and we told him. And he said, "You mean?" He said the movie that's being made, that what's that basketball player that was one of the producers, Curry, Stephon Curry.
Yes.
He said he's in his movie, and we said yes. He goes, "We want our picture taken." So when we got out at the luggage place in North Carolina, here was all the Duke team that came out and stood with him, and Zion got his picture taken with John, and so did the whole team. So I think that was probably the highlight.
Aww. It's a guy, I always say, you know, I like that one. Who is the guy that wrote the book, God Winks? Those are just special little things that God says, I'm here, you know. And is there anything, we have a few minutes left, Joyce, and you're just such an inspiration to the world, and talk about faith and power and prayer. Anything you'd like to tell the world, anything from your heart that God's telling you that you would like to talk to people?
Yes, right now. Don't let your circumstances, whatever you're going through right now, dictate your faith in God, because it's not taking him by surprise, ever. And in a time that we're going through so much right now, God's still here, and he still cares about you, and he's still got everything under control, and he's just waiting for you to give him control so he can work things out in your life.
Exactly. You know, people say, you know, I don't have time to read the Bible, or I don't have time. I've had people on my show that had died and went to hell, and God said, "I don't know you. You don't know my word." And, you know, if you can get up in the morning and read, start reading the Bible from beginning to end. And that's what I'm doing. You know, I'm refreshing everything, and I put my candle, and I pray for the family and my sons and their wives and everybody. And that's my prayer time. So I challenge somebody out there, you know, if you're too busy for God, he's going to be too busy for you. You know what I'm saying? So Joyce, it's been such an honor. Give everybody where they can reach you or get in touch with you, with your website. Or Facebook.
TheImpossibleBook.com.
Perfect.
And Jason, who does all of our bookings and things, he'll get back with you, just leaving, you know, your information or what you would like. And as I say, we would love to come and share with you and get to know people. And that's one of the great things about going to places. When you're sitting there and you get to talk to other people and you get to hear their story of what God has done in their life, it's an amazing thing. So we'd love to come and do that.
Oh, gosh, for sure. You know, I have miracle stories, and this is just a special of Hollywood Connections, and God is telling me to bring more miracle stories. So if you have a miracle story, please get in touch with me at 727-871-7788, our production line, and hopefully you can be on the air and tell your miracle story and inspire others around the world. Joyce, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the air, and give our love to John as well. I can't wait to meet you in person, give you a big hug, even though they say, you know, no hugs. I'm a hugger.
I'm a hugger too.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Joyce, and thank you again. God bless you. Enjoy your afternoon. Where are you calling in from? I forgot what state you're in.
St. Louis, Missouri.
That's right. And this is Breakthrough, the movie, if you haven't seen it. Do you know where it's still showing right now?
No, I do not, but I do know that you can get the movie. You can get the movie on Amazon, I believe.
Exactly. And it's such an amazing movie. If you need someone that's going through faith and trials and, oh my gosh, this is the movie to watch. And Joyce, I've never met a more praying woman than my mother, than you. So it is such a pleasure to know you. And in person, I can't wait to see you. Well, I'm Dawn Reese. This is Joyce Smith from the movie Breakthrough. It really happened to her son. And I thank you all for listening on Tan Talk Radio Network here in Clearwater Beach and around the world. And Joyce, have a beautiful day.
You too.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Okay, so let's go to some commercials, and we'll be back with our next VIP guest. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, special miracle stories.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero-gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music. And enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, host of Hollywood Connections. I love to dine out and support our local restaurants, especially now. The District Advantage program lets me save 20% off my total bill anytime for 1 to 4 people at great restaurants like Clear Sky, Chiang Mai, Tequila's, Roxy's, Carol Lynn's Kitchen, Soul Sicilian, and 20 more eateries in the shops in the downtown Clearwater area. The subscription is only $20 for the entire year. That's over 120% off the total bill discount anytime at these great restaurants. It even includes the escape room and Clearwater Ferry. I made my $20 subscription back the first time I used District Advantage at Clear Sky on Cleveland, and I'm going back next week. Proceeds goes towards supporting the Downtown Clearwater Merchants Association. Quick and easy to download. Go to districtadvantages.com right now. Start saving today. This is even a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Go to districtadvantages.com right now.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Well, I want to thank my producer today, Tommy. He's been with me for a long time, and he's doing a fabulous job. Before we go to our next guest, and you don't want to miss this half hour, I want to tell you another miracle story. We'll be right with him in just a second. But I do need to tell everybody that my husband and I are having a new business coming up called SunKissCharters.com. That website is being worked on, so remember that name, SunKissCharters.com. And you can look us up on Facebook, SunKissSailingCharters.com. And if you can see my big old poster here, we're going to be at the International Christian Film Festival, and I'll be at a table there promoting that to all the movie directors. It's a 37-foot endeavor, and if you want to make memories out in the Gulf of Mexico, give us a call at 727-315-4936. 727-315-4936. That's coming up very soon, and we have two captains and a first mate, so very excited about that. And also, we have a talent show coming up, and I will be at the Sunscreen Film Festival on the red carpet on Thursday. Very excited. Tony Armour over there and all the amazing producers and agents. And so I will be on that red carpet. And let's go to Marcos. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Dawn. How you doing? God bless you.
God bless you, too. So I'm holding up your book that I read, For This Reason, From Being a Drug Lord to Serving the Lord. And we had you at the station. You drove all the way up from West Palm and came over to Clearwater. And your book is so amazing. And you are such an inspiration. I have to read everybody what he wrote me, because this is on the cover book. This is to Dawn Reese. God bless you. Thank you for your love to me and interview me. God bless you always with your family. And so he can sign a book for you as well. Marcos, so let's tell everybody, because this is a new time with drivers. We have a lot of drive time out there on 106.1 FM and, you know, our 3 FM, 3 AM. So tell us from the beginning journey to a synopsis of what happened. And your book is hopefully being made into a movie very soon.
Yes. The book is called For This Reason. I got it from 1 Timothy 1. Chapter 1, verse 15 and 16, it says, "It is trustworthy, accepted that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, who I am the worst. But for this reason," that's the name of the book, "for this reason, the grace of God came upon my life because I was the worst of sinners, so other sinners through me might come to know the love of Christ." And that's how it was considered, like the Apostle Paul, the worst of all sinners. Because the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. Whether you're a gambler, whether you're an adulterer or fornicator or whatever it is, guess how Jesus Christ, the devil took him to a mountain and he said, "If you worship me, I give you this whole kingdom." At 18 years old, the devil gave me the kingdom of the root of all evil, the love of money. And it came through, like what I say, that just how the devil made Eve sin by God telling them not to eat from the tree of good of knowledge and sin, he's using the same trick now. He uses the same kind of trees, which is all drugs of demons and evil spirits. And like marijuana comes from a plant, cocaine comes from a plant, from a tree, and heroin comes from a tree. So at the age of 18 years old, a family member, which happened to be my dad, at 18 years old, introduced me to cocaine. And at 18 years old, I was taking cocaine from Miami to New York and selling drugs to the chief of police of Puerto Rico. And then we had a candy store, me and a Dominican friend of mine named Rocky. And we were the guys, actually, I was the guy that came out with the name Speedball. We were selling dime bags of cocaine to the heroin addictors. And I was making $15,000 every 2 weeks at 18 and a half selling drugs in Puerto Rico and New York. And after a year there, almost having $1 million, I said, man, why am I going to sell drugs in New York and Puerto Rico when I grew up in a black neighborhood in Carroll City? And when I got, and I was missing my mom. And when I got back to Carroll City, I got hooked up with the cartels of Medellin and some of the guys from Cali. And I became this very big drug trafficker, a drug kingpin. I was selling 600 kilos, even sometimes even more a month. And I had everything a man wanted. I had monkeys, I had racing boats, I had jet skis, I had racing boats, I had everything. But I was empty inside. And the Bible said what happens to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul. But you see, it started through my mom. My mom is the first, foundation when Christ came into our life, our first generation. Because my mom, when she was 4 years old, she was an orphan. She never had a mother and a father. And when we came from Cuba in 1971, when we were seven years in the United States, one of her sisters, her older sister, got stabbed by her husband. He was an alcoholic. And he was in jail because he was always fighting in bars. And they told him that his wife was having a relationship with the man across the street. And it happened to be that my mom's sister was taking Cuban coffee to a little old lady across the street. When he came out of jail, he stabbed my mom's sister 33 times and killed her sister.
Wow.
And my mom had a meltdown. And the Bible said, those that are weary have a burden to come to God, and God will give you rest. And that Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. And a lady came from a church called New Testament Baptist Church, State Christian in Miami, and spoke to my mom about Christ. And my mom accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior when they stabbed the sister and they killed her. And then 25 years after that, my dad left her for another woman. She abandoned her. So imagine being an orphan and they stabbed your sister. Now my dad leaves you for another woman. And then a few years after that, my brother graduated Liberty Baptist College in Virginia with Jerry Farwell out of Day North out of St. Thomas University. He was a model child. With 22 years old, got his master, was going to sign up to become a professional baseball player. He was a teacher, he was a substitute teacher at his own junior high. And when my dad left the family, he saw his little brother in drugs, having all this money, and he backslid it, and they shot him and they killed him on my birthday. And just how you guys know the story of the two Roman Empire, it was Julius Caesar and Marco Antony. That's how my name is, Marco Antony. His name was Julius Caesar. So now, I see myself being raised out in the streets because I kind of hated my father because he left my mom. I didn't have a brother. And I thought my mom was a fanatic, crazy lady, just going to church every Wednesday, Sunday morning, Sunday nights. But you see, I forgot to tell you the most beautiful thing, that when I was 7 years old, my mom should take me to church. And my favorite verse was Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through Christ who gives me the strength. And when I was 7 years old, I kneeled down one Wednesday night when I came from church, and I said, God, I want to be the first to die in my family. I don't want to suffer the death of my mom, my dad, or my brother. I want to die first. And the second prayer, I said, God, I want you to use me one day big in your ministry. And you see, I didn't know that I had to become this big drug trafficker, big drug lord. We had Atlanta, Georgia, McNabb, Fulton, DeKalb lockdown. We had St. Petersburg, Carroll City, Liberty City. And I was selling 10 kilos of cocaine every day in Carroll City and Liberty City. And I was selling 180 kilos every week to Atlanta, Georgia, and 80 kilos St. Petersburg. And my dad used to tell me, son, one day they're going to catch you. And I promise that the key of the cell, they're going to make it out of chocolate. You're never going to come out. And when the cartels were Medellin, we used to go to a Colombian restaurant called Los Submarinos in Miami. And we used to meet there to make the deals of the shipment of drugs. And right before we were going to eat, I used to tell them in Spanish, no me toque la comida y vamos a orar. Don't touch your food, we're going to pray. And they used to tell me, you're a crazy Cuban. don't you know who you are, who we are? And I used to tell him, yeah, but what I do ain't got nothing to do with Jesus Christ died and raised from the dead. And the Bible said that we're children of God. It's by grace, it's by faith. It's not by works, so no one can boast. And my mom had that foundation as a little boy that it says, train a child in the way she goes, so you go, you're not apart. It was, like I said, was it possible for a man? It's possible to God. I was married and I had five girlfriends besides my wife.
Wow. I mean, you know, this story is such, I mean, I can't wait. I know they're writing a script on this right now. I want to add this. My mother always said, you're talking about money is the root of evil. My mother always said, trust God. He's got all the keys to the kingdom of anything that you want. And once you follow him and you're in your prayer life, you know, and you had a praying mother as well. So that made a huge difference, because I know I'm a praying mother and I have seen miracles in my family, getting down on my knees, waking up in the middle of the night, praying for my sons, and watching the miracles happen 2 years later, writing a note to God in my Bible saying, you know, I'll open it a year later and watch all the amazing things that he's done. And here you are with a life of just, you've had everything in the world that you wanted, and you're saying you were empty. And then how did you find God? What happened? What was the turnover?
Well, it's incredible, because like when I was 22, I had a beauty salon. Because the government doesn't know how much nails you paint, how much hair you cut. I was lending money to a beauty salon. And then like at 24, 25, I met two guys that knew me as I was a little boy. And then he was a big drug dealer, and they wanted to launder all the money that I had in building in a construction company. And, you know, every documentary that you see about drug kingpins and drug dealers in Miami, they say Miami was built with drug money. Well, I'm one of those guys. When I was 24 years old, I built a Cocoa Walk and Coral Gables. The 13th floor is a parking garage for the monorail. When it came out of Miami, $13 million. I built schools. I built shopping centers. And I wouldn't build these two Cuban guys that were laundering my money. And, you know, it's funny that you say which is true, that the prayer of a mother. My mother used to tell me that sometimes she couldn't go to sleep at 12 o'clock. It should be to 3, 4 o'clock in the morning in our townhouse on the second story with the window, with the blinds open, looking towards the heaven and praying for my life, because she knew I was selling drugs and using drugs. And every day, every week, when I used to send 180 kilos to Atlanta, Georgia, and 80 kilos St. Pete, I used to use cocaine for 2 or 3 days because of the tension. I knew I was going to get caught. And yes, I had that praying mother. And one Sunday, my mom went to church, and a sister from church, sister in Christ from a church, told her, Dad, why is your eyes so swollen? She goes, I haven't slept. Marco's been using drugs for 3 days. She goes, let's pray for him. He's possessed by the devil and demons and evil spirit. Well, that same day, my mom prayed with her two sisters in Christ. Right there, God had brought some Canadians. They were Christians. One was a Muslim converted to Christ. And God put him in my path. And I told him, look, man, I'm one of the biggest drug kingpins in the United States. I'm 32 years old. I'm a multimillionaire. I got everything a man wants here. I go skiing behind President Ford, the President of the United States, in Everett, Colorado. I got everything, but I'm empty inside. I looked up, I'm going to lose everything. And he goes, why don't you come upstairs? Let me read you the Bible. And all that guy did was open the Bible. It says, thou shalt not commit adultery. And right there, the Holy Spirit convicted me of adultery. And I told him, look, I know what I got to do. And I kneeled down and I said, Jesus Christ, I know you're God. And I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me for my sins. And I know you died on the cross for my sins. And Father, I know in my heart you raised your son from the dead. Father, bless you with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke the devil, demons, and all evil spirit that came from my life. Amen. And when I got up from the ground, I felt like if I was speaking through a hollow tube. I said, wow, it's weird. And when I got up, I go, hey, man, I feel peace. What's going on? He put his hand on my shoulder. And he said, God called you to preach. And at 32 years old, after having my mom being an orphan, they stabbed his sisters, they killed her. My dad left and they shot my brother. I could have been dead. I could have been in jail. Always those are running from the law. And 25 years ago, I became an evangelist. God called me to become an evangelist and a preacher. I gave my testimony on TBN, two television stations, 5 radio stations. I went to Cuba. I went to Dominican Republic, Venezuela. And at 32 years old, I went to Medellin, Colombia, where Pablo Escobar came out. And I gave my testimony how Jesus Christ changed a wreck like me.
Well, you know, if you heard the first part of the show, we had Joy Smith from the movie Breakthrough when her son fell through the ice and she's a praying mom. And oh, my gosh, what a miracle story. And did you hear her story, how she ended up? She didn't have to search for a movie producer. They found her. They did this movie on her and it won so many awards as well. And when God's in this, all of a sudden the right person's going to come over and say, Marcos, I'm going to take this movie to another level. And when that happens, you know it's all God. Because I know, Marcos, I know people that are trying to get funding for movies and they're trying to get, you know, to pay for $50,000 for a movie, bottom line, if they can do one locally. And, you know, here is this woman that this story happened to, a miracle story to her son that fell through the ice and died. And there's a guy that was in a green room at TBN and said, I want to do your movie. To me, that's God. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're going to be, we have a few more minutes, Marcos, and I know you're going to be on a special tonight with one of my beauty queen reporters on Tan Talk Radio Network from 8 to, I think she's 8 to 8:30, and then I think you're on Carrie's special as well coming up. So we're trying to give you lots of promotion. Before we go, tell everybody where they can buy the book from.
Well, my life story was orchestrated by God, because even in 1992, that Academy Award winner singer John Secada came out with a song called Angel, a spirit that won't let go. And I had a motorcycle. The guys from the cartel told me, you should tell me, don't come out on TV. We don't want to promote you, who you are. And I did that video, and I come out on MTV VH1. When you look at Google that song, John Secada, Angel, and God was protecting me through his angels for one purpose, for him to be glorified. The name of the book is For This Reason. You can call me at 786-693-0926, 786-693-0926. One more time, 786-693-0926. It's free shipping in the U.S. It's $15. All the proceeds go to a church that we're trying to build in Mexico. I got a guy named Vic Quinton and Keith Walker. They want to produce the movie. They got 60 pages of the script. They're still trying to get funded. And hopefully by this year, if it's God's will, God's going to bring the right people to do this movie to glorify the name of Jesus Christ. Don, how much more time we got?
We have about 2 minutes because I have another guest that's on for 10 minutes, real quick. But I do have to tell everybody there was a quick miracle story in my life. I was supposed to get a table at the Christian Film Festival. It was $500. And then after I met Marcos and I completely forgot about it, we said, we'll do the sailboat charter another time. You called me up and said, hey, I forgot what I was calling you. Then you said, oh, yeah. You said, do you want to go halves on a table at the Christian Film Festival? And it's $166. I'm like, oh, my God, yes. And with your producer friend out of Lake Tahoe, we are now on a table. Yes, we have a table at the International Christian Film Festival, May 19th through the 22nd.
Right. And we're going to be promoting my boat there and your husband's sailboat at International Christian Film Festival from May 19th through the 22nd.
Right.
Orlando, Florida.
At the Wyndham. So we're going to be doing a lot of interviews. I'll be pulling over reporters and people that I know in TV land and bringing them over to you. Marcos, it's been such a pleasure always to have you on my show. And we're excited for tonight's show with Deidre. She's got some amazing questions as well. So tune in, everybody, at 8 p.m. for another interview with...
I just want to say that what God said, for freely give, freely give. And there ain't nothing greater than for us to give this love that is Jesus Christ that came into our life. It's just like if somebody, if your son's dying and he needs a pair of lungs and somebody donates that pair of lungs and he dies and your son lives, you would love to go see that family that donated that pair of lungs for your son that gave him a new life. Well, that's what we're doing. Christ gave us a new life, and we want to make sure that we glorify Jesus Christ and tell everybody about who saved our lives.
That's right. You can't take anything with you. It's bringing souls to Jesus and I'll tell you Christ. And that's what this show is about and going more towards with Hollywood Connections and more spiritual Christian films as well. Marcos, thank you so much. I got to get to my next guest and I'll see you very soon. Awesome. Okay, God bless you. You can buy his book for $15 and get in touch with me, and I will forward over all his information. Again, before we go to our VIP guest on the phone, I have to tell everybody, if you have a child or a teen that sings, we have a SAG agent under our show. And if you'd like to be one of our Beauty Queen reporters worldwide, we have that opportunity as well. And you can call 727-871-7788. And there's an audition process as well. And have a year of memories and some fun. And I've got some good news coming up soon with a good friend of mine that runs a pageant system. I can't tell you yet, but I'll tell you very soon. Let's go to our VIP guest on the phone. Hello. Are you there?
This is Andre Jones.
I know. And we've met a long time ago, and you got in touch with me, and I hooked you up with our record label friend in Atlanta. And tell us, everybody, you know, around, you know, Clearwater, Florida, and all around the world on Tantalk Radio Network on YouTube, what you are doing.
I would like to say hello to the whole globe, and thank you, Dawn, for allowing me to be on your show. My name is Anthony Andre Jones. I'm the consultant and the president of film, television, and multimedia productions for Cure Cancer with Music. Our website is curecancerwithmusic.org.
And
go ahead.
What are your plans? You're doing big concerts, and you've got some amazing people aboard as well.
Yes. We have a brand new company. We have a theme that is going to go global. We are getting ready to produce major concerts across the country. We're looking at Atlantic City. I was just there the other day. I'm about to possibly go up to Buffalo and talk to some corporate executives. We had other major corporations talk to us in reference to doing concerts around the country at stadiums, at arenas, outdoor events, and as COVID lifts, this would allow us to bring these brand name artists that most people do know and love to the forefront and for a cancer benefit research funding and cancer benefit relief for those in need.
So let me ask you, if somebody has that that cancer that they're trying to fight and they don't have the money, and is there a proceed that they can go on board with you? I'm asking because a couple of people are asking me if you help them out that way, or where will the proceeds go to a national foundation?
We're going to a national foundation. So we're looking at the American Cancer Society, looking at Linda Creed Breast Foundation in Philadelphia. We have St. Jude's Children's Hospital. That's our that's our mantra, to definitely fund the children and with all aspects of cancer. It's not just one type of cancer. There's so many different ones that we're going to national corporations. We're giving out a major portion of the proceeds to benefit people that the research for cancer, and God bless to find a cure one day. And we're basically here to bring relief to those in need around the world, not just here in this country.
Wow, you're an amazing entrepreneur and getting out there in the humanity and helping people. Now, we have to clarify, because a lot of people are asking me, are you going to be looking for singers? Is this an opportunity for new singers or people that have already, you know, cut a CD? Is it something that you may have something for them?
Well, actually, we're looking at brand name artists to open up shows. We will have opening acts. We haven't really put out a search for singers yet to even have new people that have fantastic sounds and production to be able to even open up acts, because this is a global event. You're going to see Cure Cancer with Music for years in so many different places. And eventually, like Jerry Lewis did telethons, we'll have those type of events and different type of shows that singers can get involved. But basically, we'll have a tab on the website if anyone needs to get in contact with us in reference to songs they may have, especially songs that have a feeling of hope and faith to them. This is what we would be looking for, but we're not really at that point yet.
Gotcha. I have a guy from the UK I need to send you. He was on The Voice. He's going to be on Wednesday's show. Tremendous, amazing singer. And I'm going to be having a talent search here, and maybe you can be one of our judges when they come in to, I'm going to have all ages, audition live on the air with their music. So maybe you could be one of my judges and watch the show and call in and give critiques on that.
I'm actually in, Dawn. I'm in. Whatever you need me to do, I'm full force. You got my vote, you got my help, and my assistance.
Awesome. So tell us, everybody, you know, what you're doing, what do you do for fun? What's your fun thing, fun fact about you we don't know?
Oh, I'm sitting outside Planet Fitness right now. I was inside the gym.
Oh.
I just came out on the phone. So that's basically my fun is Planet Fitness. I read a lot of movie scripts. I'm a business consultant. I'm not only the president and the consultant for Cure Cancer. I'm the vice president of Reading Film Studio in Reading, Pennsylvania. It's a brand new studio that our film production group has opened up in Reading. God directed me to this town. I did not know I'd end up in Reading. I did not know that Cure Cancer would come across my journey in life. And God's doing some amazing things. So,
wow.
Like I said, I shot major motion pictures.
Okay, did you hear my last guest that was on for this reason, from being a drug lord to serving the Lord?
Yes, I heard. I heard all your guests, yes.
Yes. Do you know that they're looking for someone, as actually they're writing the script now, and he's looking for the right people to produce this. So anybody that's out there, I believe this is going to be a just amazing, inspirational movie as well. And he's going to shop this at the Christian Film Festival. But we're putting it out there. We're getting it out there, and that's what happens. And look what happened to our first guest. I mean, a producer just came up to her at a green room at TBN and said, I want to do a movie on you. And she didn't have to pay.
Right.
And like I said, how many people right now are trying to fund a movie or trying to do something, and they can't, and they're stuck in a corner? And I know two people right now that they just can't come up with the money, and nobody's helping. And there's some very good scripts out there, but when God's involved in it, watch out, because he'll just take that script and fly with it. So get ready, put your seatbelt on.
Absolutely. I've produced four independent films. Two in New York City and two faith-based films with my church down at Wake Forest, North Carolina some years ago.
Wow.
I have this movie called Skate Hard. It's never been done. It's a kid family-friendly 3D IMAX movie about skateboarding. It's never been done. I've been shopping that for years. I hope that somebody can pick that up. I do have some connections through my film studio partner, Tony Moore, that we have connections to Netflix and some other outlets. So I'll give you a second website other than Cure Cancer.
Yes.
The website is readingfilmstudios.tv. And that's READING, that's Reading, filmstudios.tv. If you have any type of scripts or you want to get in contact with us, we may be able to be of service for you.
Wow, that's
for multiple companies.
Phenomenal. Well, I hope everybody that's driving to Clearwater Beach, they're going home, they're picking up their kids from school, that you've enjoyed the show. Please leave us a comment. Or, you know, I'm on Dawn Reese, actually Facebook, Dawn Reese Show on Clapper, Dawn Reese Show on Twitter, or call the station and or send us a card. Tell us that you enjoyed the show. Also, next week, I got to tell everybody before you go, we have an amazing woman, you know, Patsy from Joy on Paper. If you want to write a book, you want to learn how to produce a book, write a book, publishers. This is not my field. I have people that write books like For This Reason, and she will inspire you and get you out there and get you book signing. And she's just a real amazing woman. And so we kind of collaborated on the show next week. So we're going to talk about that. So don't miss next Tuesday from 2 to 3 p.m. And it's been a pleasure to have you on the air. And just real quick, do you remember how we met?
Yes. Gerald Ralston.
Oh, Gerald Ralston, my promoter in New York. Yes.
Right. This has been, we've met
years ago.
Something like that. That's a minute ago. But see, I really believe that God put us in each other's paths and journeys years ago, especially for now.
I agree. And you were helping young broadcasters as well. I'm doing the same thing. I'm helping train. And I want to do more tween shows here, you know, with TN Talk Radio Network. We have 1 minute. And Andrew, it's been a pleasure. And our tween show will be rescheduled for another time after. It was supposed to be tomorrow, but it will be on very soon with our tween reporter that's from National American Myth. She's a title holder. And if you'd like to be a part of Hollywood Connections, again, all the information is 727-871-7788. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. And if he wakes you up in the middle of the night, get down on your hands and knees and start praying, because that's a reason for the reason to be here. All right. Bye, everybody. See you next week. And so see you tomorrow. See you Wednesday, Thursday. Bye.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.